Now I have Carl White, and we're going to talk about the Dublin Comic Con. Good afternoon, Carl. How are you?
I'm very well, Noel, and yourself?
Okay, now this is your third year, and just to clarify everything from the outset, when you say Comic Con, it's not another comic festival or anything like that, nothing to do with comedians, nothing. It is what it says on the tin, comic. It's about comics and movies.
It is indeed. Comics, movies, games, costumes, you name it. It covers all pop culture, as people call it nowadays.
And it's this is third year, but it is a global phenomenon, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's ones that happen in the States and the UK, have over 100,000 people attending them. Now, I think we're the largest one so far here, and last year we had about 9,000 people. We're expecting 16,000 this year.
Okay. Well, give us an idea of what's going to be happening. It's happening on the 8th and 9th of August. That's over in the convention centre over 2 days. So will it be the same thing on both days? Different? Should people go to two of them, or what way would it work?
Most people will go to two, because we'll have Q&As with the actors. We have special guests from comic artists, right through the people from Hollywood. You'll have the same Michael Rooker, who's well known for The Walking Dead and many, many other TV shows. You'll have Gates McFadden from Star Trek and Billy West from the voice of Fry from Futurama. So they'll be doing different panels on different days discussing like their career, upcoming projects. So, for example, you'll have Michael will be there on the Sunday doing that, while Gates will be there on the Saturday. And then you'll have photo shoots, and then you'll have other panels, and you'll have a Wasteland Carnival for kids with all the fun games, and you'll have interactive experiences where you get chased by zombies and aliens through tunnels. So there's really a lot to do on both days. So like one day wouldn't cover.
It's just like a visit to the doll, really. I know, I was just thinking, Michael Rooker, I've seen some of The Walking Dead, he's a scary guy. Scary guy.
He's lovely in person.
Is he really?
Yeah.
It's great to look at. Okay, and what sort of paraphernalia will be on show? You mentioned lots of activities, so it is a typical family weekend.
It is. It's for everyone from the hardcore fans right through to the families who we've seen a lot of. They've never been to end like this, and they come in the morning. They look around, they're quite confused. They don't know. There's so much to do, they don't know what to do. And by the end of the day, they're going out, is this happening next year? We're getting emails, is this happening again next year? They really loved it.
Okay. And some of the interactive sets you'll have there and displays, tell me about those.
We'll have, display-wise, we actually own a lot of original props from the movies ourselves, so what we'll have on display is exactly what you would have seen in a particular movie. And in addition to that, we'll have an interactive set, like we build them from scratch. You walk through a big tunnel, you get escorted by futuristic soldiers, and you have aliens coming out off the walls to get you. You'll have another one where you pick up chains and there's two zombies behind you, and you can get a photo of you actually walking the zombies as if you're walking a dog. And that's only, we have, that's only a small selection. We have the guts of 10 different displays this year. And we have a few I don't want to give away just yet, because they've live actors in them again to really give you a fright.
And what are the interactive and the workshops all about, rather?
We'll have, in addition to the panels that you'll have with the actors, we'll also have people, let's say, from Puff Jockey Studios, Bowsy Workshop, and you have people who are digital artists and comic creators. They'll, let's say, an introduction on how to write for comics and how to draw characters. And the next workshop could be, let's say, how to sculpt on a prosthetic. So if you want to, let's say, create a zombie, they'll teach you the basics of how to actually sculpt it and mould it.
Wow.
So it's kind of taking you through the behind-the-scenes process on both comics and movies.
I can see people getting all the information they can, since Halloween's not too far away as well.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Some ideas, yeah. But it's building all the time. I suppose that's why you had to take it to the convention centre, and probably next year you'll have to get a bigger place again.
Well, here's the hope. And I said, unfortunately, last year we had to turn away hundreds of people at the door because we just couldn't hold any more in the venue. So we really had to jump the next step. And the convention centre, it's a beautiful venue, so we thought it suits us perfectly, because we have 2.5 levels. So each level there's something different on, and we have a lovely rest area. So, because they're tough days, especially if you're in costume. So we want people to actually be able to sit down, relax, and then go straight back into it when they're ready.
Yes, yeah, it's a tough day, all right, but it's going to be a pleasurable day for people for the 2 days. And you have people, you're covering the whole, you mentioned just a few there, but you're talking about, just a quick run through some of them. You have V for Vendetta, The Hulk, Doctor Who, Angels, The A-Team, Doctor Who, X-Men, Terminator, Transformers, Marvel, the Deadpool, Storm and more. I mean, you're covered in everything to do with comics and, of course, the movies and the Marvels. Everything's covered.
Oh, pretty much. And we have a big contingent of the Irish scene as well. That's one thing where we set aside a large space for all the Irish artists, because you have big names over here who've actually worked directly with Marvel and do all their comics. Mm-hmm. So we really want to promote that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the animation here is gaining ground all the time, isn't it, as well?
It is. It's because nowadays you don't have to actually live in the States or live where the comic is being produced. You literally, you can draw it in your home, mm-hmm. do the animation, and then send it on to the studios. And that's what a lot of the big name artists are doing now. So it really is an international job now. You can be anywhere in the world, and once you have the talent, which we're great, we're very lucky that a lot of Irish people actually have the talent and the drive to follow through, mm-hmm. and we're being well known on the international scene for it.
Okay, now for people who want to go, what time is the start and finish each day?
It starts for general entry tickets are the only ones that are left, and that'll be from 10:30, mm-hmm. and it'll finish at 6 o'clock on the Sunday, or 6 o'clock on the Saturday, sorry, and 5 o'clock on the Sunday. And we advise you not to get there too early, but tickets on the door are limited. So if you can buy online in advance, it'll just guarantee that you get in.
Okay. Just for those that maybe want to book in advance, because it's not till the 8th and 9th of August, so they have, 3 weeks or so. People can book in advance, and is there special concessions if there's a family going as regards people on their own?
Yeah, we have a family ticket, which is €41 online, mm-hmm. and obviously the tickets will be more expensive on the door. Mm-hmm. So you're talking €16 for just one standard adult on their own, or €41 for a family that has two adults, two children, 12 and under. And if you do it online, it's cheaper and it can guarantee you entry, because last year we sold out in less than 2 hours on the door, and we had a lot of disappointed people, and okay. we just unfortunately couldn't fit them in.
Okay, well, I'll just say to our listeners, if you're listening, you don't want to be one of those disappointed people. Do it now. It sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. I hope to get in there myself, actually, Carl. So I look forward to seeing you there now. But for the moment, is there anything else you want to tell us about it before you go? Have I left anything out?
Each year we also have a charity auction, and we also have a few charities there this year. Our sponsor charities are actually belong to and Crumlin's Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. So we'll actually have one aspect, even the Irish Comics, they're producing a comic for a Sherlock Holmes comic with permission of the estate that actually own the rights of Sherlock Holmes, and okay. they're going to be donating all the money of the sales to Crumlin Children's Hospital as well.
Okay, so as well as having a good weekend, you'll also be helping some charities out here at home. Okay, if you just stay on the line there, and I'll have a chat in a sec, but that's Carl Walsh, Dublin Comic Con, in the Convention Centre from the 8th and the 9th of August. Thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you, Noel.